In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 186, Religious Practices. We have two pictures, and the first is a triptych made up of three portions. We see a lady bowing before a statue, looks like of the Sacred Heart, and the caption for that one reads, "When we pass before an image of our Lord, our Lady, or the saints, we should show our reverence by bowing before it." Second image shows a man with a double genuflection before the Blessed Sacrament exposed in the monstrance. And that caption reads, "Upon entering or leaving the place where the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, or while Holy Communion is being distributed, we should make a double genuflection, that is, kneel on both knees and bow in adoration of God there before us." And the third one shows a man genuflecting before the tabernacle. And obviously the Blessed Sacrament is not exposed, but is contained in the tabernacle. And the caption reads, "When we enter or leave the church or pass before the tabernacle where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved, we should genuflect on the right knee as an act of adoration to our hidden Lord. In genuflecting, the knee should touch the floor and not merely be bent." And the other picture is just a single picture of the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, and the caption reads, "Every time the Blessed Sacrament is solemnly exposed, we should spend some time in prayer before it. At the end of the exposition, the benediction with the Blessed Sacrament is given. At that moment of the benediction, we should look at the Sacred Host and say, 'My Lord and my God,' then bow down in adoration and make the sign of the cross." Right, the first question. What kinds of religious practices are observed in the Church? There are two kinds of religious practices observed in the Church, the ordinary and the extraordinary. The ordinary practices take place at regularly appointed times. They are the regular services held in the parish church on Sundays and holy days, and during weekdays, both in the morning and in the afternoon. On Sundays and holy days, in all parish churches, one or more masses are said according to the number of priests and the size of the parish. At each of those masses, a sermon is preached. In many parishes, there are afternoon services, such as the recital of the rosary, some other devotion or benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. On weekdays, one or more masses are said in the church. In the afternoon, especially in May, June, and October, there is usually exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and the recital of the Rosary. The extraordinary or special devotions take place only on special occasions. Some of them are benediction, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, the way of the cross, processions, novenas, missions and retreats, congresses, devotion to the Sacred Heart, etc. In what does the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus consist? The devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus consists in acts of love and reparation for the many offenses committed against Him. Since Jesus Christ is both God and man, His humanity, being inseparable from His divinity, is worthy of adoration. This adoration is not aimed at the human nature, but at the divine person of Christ. In a similar manner, when we kiss our mother's hand, we do not pay our respect to her flesh, but to her as our parent. Although devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was known in ancient times, it became widespread as a result of the revelations of our Lord made to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque towards the end of the 17th century. Through her, he made 12 promises to those who should practice the devotion to his Sacred Heart. Among the 12 promises of our Lord in favor of the devotees of his heart is, quote, "I promise in the excess of the mercy of my heart that its all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive communion on the first Friday of every month for 9 consecutive months the grace of final repentance, and that they shall not die under my displeasure, nor without the sacraments, and that my heart shall be their source, shall be their secure refuge at that last hour," end quote. The First Friday devotion arose from this promise of our Lord, especially devotion of the 9 first Saturday or first Fridays, excuse me. When we venerate the Sacred Heart, we should remember his great love for us flowing out of that heart and try to make some return for that love. In order to make this devotion of the 9 first Fridays well, we should make a very good confession and receive Holy Communion, offering all that we are and all that we have to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Everybody should make this devotion at least once for himself. The promise is made by our Lord Jesus Christ, and he always carries out his promises. The whole month of June is consecrated to the Sacred Heart. In many churches, every day in June, the Rosary is recited and the Litany of the Sacred Heart said. The devotion to the Sacred Heart has brought about precious results. It has encouraged the practice of frequent communion. No Catholic home should be without an image of the Sacred Heart prominently displayed. Other devotions to our Lord Jesus Christ are those to his Passion, to the Holy Name, to the 5 wounds, and to the precious blood. And that concludes our reading for this evening. Do we have any questions or comments? I don't really have anything else I can add to that. We try and give the children the example or the instruction of how to genuflect, how to behave, and their posture, their attention. But I think it's well for all of us, at whatever age of childhood we are in, to be reminded quite often that we are in the presence of God, and we should frequently remind ourselves in church that God is really and truly in the tabernacle. We are before his throne just as he is in heaven, and we should show our reverence, our love, and proper adoration or worship should always be first and foremost, I think, in our attention and behavior in front of our Lord. No questions or comments. We can end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et mania semper. Amen.